From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Germany's finance minister made this prediction today. The U.S. is going to lose its status as the superpower of world finance. Other countries may try for that spot. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us. Nancy, what would it mean for the U.S. to lose the dominant role in the global economy?
Well, Alex, first I have to say the economists I talked to today said we're a long way away from that. But hypothetically, one result of a loss of U.S. economic superpower status is the dollar would no longer be the dominant currency. Oil, for example, would be valued in another currency.
So maybe the Chinese currency? Is China the heir apparent, do you think?
Not necessarily. The Chinese currency is the yuan. It's not convertible, and that's a problem. It's not freely traded. It's tightly controlled by the Chinese government, and you don't have central banks of other countries holding big reserves of yuan. They're holding dollars. Economist Brad Setzer is a China specialist at the Council on Foreign Relations, and he says China doesn't want the yuan to become the currency of choice.
China has capital controls, which are intended to make it hard for foreigners to buy China's currency and for foreigners to buy Chinese government bonds.
Yeah, Alex, one interesting thing to note is that China's biggest domestic banks, which are controlled by the government, have been told to stop lending money to U.S. financial institutions to prevent possible losses. But keep in mind that China's central bank is still buying lots of U.S. debt, so they are still lending us money that way.
You know, if it's not going to be China running the world, maybe the Europeans and the euro are going to emerge as the central player, or maybe things will just stay as they are.
Probably things are not going to stay the way they are. The economists I talked to today expect that we will have more of a multipolar financial system. European banks, as you said, might have more of a role, as will sovereign wealth funds, those government-run investment funds. Also, investment banks in Asia and the Middle East are expected to become bigger players. I talked with economist William Klein of the Peterson Institute about this, and he says the Middle Eastern investors are substantially increasing their holdings of foreign assets, but they're trying to stay in the background.
Largely, they seem, however, to do so in a low-key, investment-oriented manner rather than in any kind of nationalistic or aggressive approach that somehow tries to seize control.
And Klein says these investments are going to continue to grow as long as oil prices keep going up.
So it sounds like there's going to be foreign investment in the U.S. for quite a while.
Yeah, but they're also financing our debt. So that's actually helpful. I guess we should be thankful for that.
Thank you, Nancy. Nancy Marshall-Genzer of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.